I hope you're having a lovely Tuesday so far, and I also hope you're keeping really well. Before we begin today's teaching, I just wanted to say that the replay of Sunday's class is now in the bundle below underneath monthly gathering. And I wanted to thank those of you who were able to come on Sunday and really show up for yourself, because the work that we're doing this month is, very deep and emotional. I'm trying not to go too deep and keep it as gentle as possible, but of course it does bring its own emotions with it. And to anyone who will be listening to the replay, just be very gentle with yourself as well during it and after it. And if you need any extra support, always get in touch. Also, today is the 22nd of February 2022, which brings up the numerology of 222. So sometimes these dates can seem a little bit cliche. Are they actually holding any powerful energy or not? But no matter what you might believe on this, today does bring in a lovely manifesting energy where there's a very strong alignment around the energy based on this power number 222. So you could take some time this evening to focus on what it is that you would like to manifest in your life and really bring in the vision of that strongly in. On Sunday, actually, in the class, we worked a lot around the visual energy, and visualization is really, really powerful to be able to connect to those deeper parts of yourself and to those future parts of yourself. So today could be a lovely time to do that. And there's so many resources online that you can look up to find out some information on that. But as we move forward to today, one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, and I touch on this in the class that we did the other day, is around looking at kind of the two aspects to yourself in your younger years, again between the ages of 0 and 8. So there'll be those which I've been talking about, the light part, the happy part, the fun part, the playful part, and there might be the part that might have had, like I keep saying, you're probably sick of hearing it at this stage, some of your emotions not met, maybe anxiety, sadness, worry, loneliness. There could even be traumatic situations there. So there will be definitely two energies. That lighter, brighter part is your biggest connector to yourself. It's the part of you that is like literally the most in line with your truest self and who you came here to be. So what I'd like you to start to do is to look at your childhood self nearly in two aspects. The first being the part that's playful and happy, and the second that needs the minding. And when you think of your inner child, because we're trying to connect with this piece to give your inner child space to be heard and to give you as an adult space to be healed. So to be able to do that, you have to connect in with those parts. So it'd be really lovely for you to bring forward into your life this playful energy and really asking yourself today, how can I do that? How can I take things less seriously? How can I unburden myself? What, not to be like going around completely irresponsible or anything, but what would my, 3-year-old self or my 6-year-old self do? What would this younger, playful, more vibrant energy part of myself create or imagine or think? And it's just to really start to bring in a lighter energy. Life is hard enough, I think, and sometimes we make it even harder on ourselves because we are so shaped by things that have happened to us. And we do, it's like as we go through life, it's like adding bricks and bricks and bricks and bricks on top of us, because the more responsibilities we have, the more life experiences we have, the more we can actually feel overburdened. So what we're trying to do is unburden ourselves. So imagine lifting it all off and allowing that child part of yourself that's playful to come through. And then the part of your child self that needs more minding, which is obviously you now, you look and you start to take a really proactive approach to say, right, well, what does that part of me need? What did it need? What did I need then at that age, that I still need at this age? And how, as an adult, can I step in and take responsibility and accountability to say, my healing is my responsibility? It doesn't matter who's caused things for you in your life, whose fault it might be. None of that matters, because it's not going to change anything. But we as adults can take responsibility for our own healing, and we are the only ones that can do that. And by acknowledging and looking at yourself as this small little girl, it's important, because, like as I was saying on Sunday night, if you looked at any child between 0 and 8, they are small, they're innocent, they need nurturing, and you need that too. Just because you're an adult doesn't mean you need it anymore. But by looking at yourself in a younger place, seeing yourself in a younger body and mind, it can make you feel a little bit more empathetic towards yourself. And this is what I'd like you to start doing. So thinking about that energy, how can you tap into those things? How can you bring forward the playfulness? How can you mind yourself? And as this adult that you are in your body in this moment and space and time now, how can you bring forward your own healing to allow you to move on, but also to allow your life to start to actually become easier. And as I said at the very start of January of this year in 2022, I wanted this year and its time for me to actually be really, really getting you to connect to the truest part of you, which is obviously yourself. And I wanted you to start showing up in your life as that. And everything we're going to do this year and its time for me is that. We have done two big months, okay? So like I even feel the effect of that, because obviously I'm creating all of the content, so like this stuff is heavy, you know, in a way. So we had the valuing ourselves piece in January. We're now doing our inner child piece. Like, we're doing a lot of work, and it's only February. So, you know, be very proud of yourself for being able to tap into this work, even if you've only been able to do a small bit of it. And into March, we're going to bring a lighter energy in, because I definitely need to teach a lighter energy for March. And I'm sure all of you do as well, because we have to be careful on our road to healing that we do give ourselves breaks. Because sometimes if we're continuing to heal and heal and heal and work on ourselves, there's just so much coming up. We will actually become unproductive, because there's so much we're trying to process and we're so much we're trying to move through that we can actually find we're not actually moving at all, because it is a lot, you know, to do. And it is a lot to do. So really fair play to all of you for doing that. And I'm working alongside you with all of this, probably why I'm feeling a bit drained this month. So in terms of I'm doing the work as well myself. So we will be doing something much lighter, but this is a good way to think about this. And as we move into this week and next week, or our last weeks around this, we are going to really lighten up the energy and start to see kind of a brighter feel come through. But if you need any help at all, or anything comes up for you, as always, do get in touch.